Yeah, 6:02 on this Wednesday morning. Yeah. Wednesday's Bins Day, Lozzie, right? I forgot to put them out again. That's great.
Yeah, put a reminder in your phone, Loz. Weekly reminder.
I do have one, but I ignored it yesterday because I was in the middle of cooking dinner.
Right.
And I went, I'll do that. Yeah, I'll do that as soon as I finish getting this off the fry pan. But
yeah, it doesn't anyway, happen, does it?
That's just a personal issue. I shouldn't have even
So will up. You get through the week with a full bin? Or
it depends. If I can get home before 10:30 this morning, I can get them out.
Oh,
but it just depends if we've got stuff to do. Yeah, hopefully.
You'll be able to go and see your old Italian neighbour.
My little Greek neighbour, Harry. If
suck up to him, go and have a cup of tea. And yeah. Can I use your bin, Harry?
Yeah. He'll do anything for me but that. I think he's got full bins,
Harry. Ah, the old full bin, Harry. All right, we've got a full show today. Don't worry about his bins. Joe's jokes at 8 o'clock. Mums and dads, get your gags ready. Rumour Mill is back. We've got a couple brewing here at the moment. It's good, but we love taking calls on those as well. Quickie's back to $100. Limo's going to join us for a laugh as well. So we've got a big,
Joe's
good show.
Jokes.
Yep, stay with us. It's 10 degrees in the city right now, headed for a top of 21 around Adelaide. For your Wednesday, it's Rude, It's and Loz. Triple M. I'm on.
New Hilux in stock with bonus $1,000 accessories at Peter Kittle Toyota.
Get all the news you need.
104.7 Triple M.
Hello, Adelaide.
No one knows Adelaide like these guys. Triple M Breakfast with Roo, Dits and Loz.
Overnight news.
Well, it's been a bad year for mushrooms, really. We've had a few deaths, I think the last one was a spiking, wasn't it, really?
Yeah.
The one that was nearly 12 months ago, and that lady
was that
I think,
a year ago?
In the slammer, or nearly a year ago.
It's pretty damning, the evidence against her, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't sound good there, but there's another one in today's paper where a 53-year-old lady, Rachel Dixon, from near Ballarat, she went to a health retreat, and I'm not sure who's crushed up the mushrooms, if it's her or her friends or someone, because at this stage it's not proven, but they've had mushrooms. She's died, and two other people have been rushed to hospital.
Because they've had the wrong mushrooms.
I don't know if they've tried to take normal magic mushrooms, or they've got poisonous ones, or they've had too much, or what. None of that information's out there, but they're at the health retreat.
Yeah. Was it a milkshake, did you say? Was that, or is it like a health shake?
Yeah, some sort of shake.
Oh, my mind is racing with all sorts of possibilities there.
Well, I feel for a lot of people, obviously the family. Are they dabbling in hallucinogenics in their 50s?
Well,
at a health retreat.
Who knows? I mean, lots of people are trying them for mental health, the psilocybin.
But surely you're not going to a health retreat and trialing that without a doctor there, if you're trying it for mental reasons.
Look,
if you're doing that, you're doing it for
social I know nothing
benefits.
About this situation, so I don't want to say anything at all about her choices and whether or not they were doing that there. But I do know of certain health retreats that without medical observation.
Well, that's ridiculous,
observation.
Isn't it?
Yeah, well, I mean.
Most of them have a dope cookie.
Well, that might be happening there too, Roo.
Well, that place
they're getting
will not
to
be
know their inner side, you know.
For too much longer, I wouldn't
Yeah.
Thought.
No, look, I mean, I can't comment on that situation.
Yeah.
But.
Anyway, you know who else I feel for in that situation? Poor old normal mushroom growers.
Oh, my God,
people
I know.
Aren't going to eat mushrooms. They're going to all of a sudden somehow
nervous.
Link a normal tasty mushy.
I do think about the first people on Earth who tried mushrooms. It's like you've got three blokes. One of them tries one and he's fine. One of them tries one and he dies. And the other one tries one and he's hallucinates for three days. It's amazing that we
three
got
men
to
walk into a bar.
They are, they're amazing. What's going on in Sejuna?
One dies, one laughs.
Yeah.
In Sejuna, they're going back on a booze ban over there, and there's just been so much violence and bad behaviour and everything. You know, look, this doesn't sound like much of a ban, and I was a bit had a bit of a giggle when I heard it, but you can't buy booze. You can't buy cask wine, fortified wine or spirits before midday. Not a massive sacrifice.
No, not a huge one.
But
I suppose if you're dependent on alcohol and if you are an alcoholic, that might be a big deal. But Not for the average punter.
And I go to Port Augusta a lot. My wife's originally from there. They've got issues up there now as well. I'm worried about these areas and they need to do something. I'm happy that they're doing it. When you go to through a bottle shop in Port Augusta, Loz, whether it's you, me or whoever, you have to show ID, no matter if you're nearly 50 or early 30s or 17, you're asked for ID and you're only allowed to get X amount per day, like one carton or one bottle or whatever.
Yeah.
But something more needs to be done. It's getting out of control a little bit, unfortunately.
Do you use FaceTime ever, Roo?
Yes.
You're a FaceTime operator?
Great little thing.
Very good news for you, Roo. FaceTime filter out farts. They don't let fart sounds come through.
Oh, this has just come to light.
Over in the UK, someone who works for the BBC, his name's Greg. He's a radio presenter. He did a trial with two of his producers. Let's have a listen.
Where one of you is going to be on FaceTime, one of you is going to be on a normal phone call. You're going to be in different rooms, so there's no cross-contamination of the farts.
It's like a real experiment.
And I want you to both make a fart noise and we'll see what it does. Let's see how the phone deals with it. Please, would you fart for me down the phone? And let's now connect the FaceTime line to Melvin O'Doom, who is in a different room. Please, could you now fart down the phone to me?
Melvin, are you doing this?
Come on.
I'm doing it now.
I knew it. I knew there was something going on here. Ricky fart. Melvin fart.
Doing it.
Ricky fart. Oh, my God.
Good comedy. That is bulldust, isn't it?
Sure. You know what? Let's try it.
Next time, I need to do a fart. And you, if you see me come up FaceTime on your phone, you don't need a fart, and I'm going to try it.
Okay.
Right. You got it? Because I can't fart on demand. I can burp on demand.
No, they made fart noises like that. They did
I'm going to do a legitimate one.
Okay. Wow, he's going to test it for real. It's Adelaide's number one breakfast show, Roo, Dits and Loz, Triple M.
Triple M Breakfast with Roo, Dits and Loz.
Best breakfast show in Adelaide.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome
Lehman.
I'm Anthony Lehman.
Oh, Lemo joins us every week. Good morning, Lemo.
You beauty. Hey, guys, where is Dits? I sent him a bloody mushroom risotto and I wanted to ask him how it was.
Oh, no, Lemo.
What's going on?
He's probably scratching the ceiling or something at the moment if he did that.
He can't stop looking at his hands.
What is going on with all these mushroom things at the moment, Lemo?
I don't know. I don't know, but I'm going to investigate.
They didn't have mushies in Peebinga.
No mushrooms there, mate. No, it was meat and potatoes there. Mm. It was meat and one veg in Peebinga.
No mushroom gravy?
No mushroom gravy, mate. Mushroom was for fancy people when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, they are a bit bougie, aren't they, mushrooms?
Yeah, very, very fancy. Too fancy for me, Loz. Hey, guys, great to have you back from your well-earned break.
Come on.
Mr. Radio person from the last 30 years.
I'm surprised you didn't come in and do the fill-in show for us. It was me, actually, by the way, Lemo doing the fill-in for myself. So,
really?
Climb the tree before you pick the fruit, Lemo.
Right. Roo and Dits were off at Gather Round and I was filling in for my own show. So,
okay, Loz, you need to hire whoever negotiates Roo's contract.
I'm offered her that.
I know.
I'm offered her that. Well, she doesn't take it up.
He keeps changing his mobile number. He's got burner phone, so I can't keep track of it.
You know that's not true. I get prank called every Saturday night at midnight from some idiot Crow supporter or Port supporter.
he's been running a burner phone for years.
Oh, that's from my dealing.
How good was Gather Round, by the way?
Yeah, it was so amazing. Did you come over?
I did come over. It was unbelievable. I did a show with Titus O'Reilly.
Oh, my God, of course.
Titus O'Reilly. Went to the Hawthorn-Collingwood game, which was a belter. But I bumped into four blokes from Coffin Bay. They told me this story, and I thought that, to me, sums up Gather Round.
Coffin Bay.
Yeah. Four blokes. They came over. They said they were all picking on one of them because he was meant to get them tickets, and he didn't get tickets to any of the games.
Oh, there was plenty of those stories. They're not easy tickets.
But they've driven 7.5 hours from Coffin Bay.
Yeah.
Right. And they went up to Mount Barker and they thought, I will just try and get into the game.
Of course you will.
Oh, you know.
And they went up there, but of course they go, well, it's sold out. We haven't got any tickets. And they said they were standing at the front of the ground. They're half cut. They're going, oh, what are we going to do? And Peter Malinowskis walks past.
No!
What?
And he goes, how you going, fellas? What's it like in there? And they go, ah, we couldn't get in. We haven't got tickets. And he goes, that's all right. Come in with me.
Oh, no.
And the Premier walked him into the game.
Oh, how bloody good's that?
That is magnificent from Peter Malinowski. I'll tell you who isn't walking people into the MCG, Dan Andrews.
Yeah, no.
No,
he's not.
That is not happening.
No, he wouldn't have talked to him. And I'll tell you who's getting free oysters whenever he wants, too. Peter Malinowski.
He knows exactly what he's doing.
They were oyster farmers, too.
Well, there you go.
That's how you secure votes.
That's it.
Don't worry about shaking hands and kissing
babies.
Because
he's normal.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Well done.
Just get people in for free. That's all you got.
Very good.
That is such a normal story for South Australia, isn't it? Blokes coming down. Oh, you meant to get the tickets, Macca.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. This bloody idiot here said he'd organise.
But they had a belter of a weekend anyway, even if they didn't go to the footy. Yeah,
did they say when they found out that he didn't secure the tickets? Was it when they arrived or?
When they went to go to the first game on the Thursday.
And he said,
oh, I haven't got tickets, by the way.
And you know what?
You know, they did get tickets too, me and Titus O'Reilly.
Yeah.
Did they?
That's the one lot of tickets they did buy in advance.
Can you imagine? Oh, mate. So good.
The worst show in town they got tickets to.
How did that go, by the way? Was that a bit of fun?
It was bloody good, yes. People loved it. It was a full hour. So we'll definitely do it again next year.
How good,
Limo.
So gather around. We'll be back. Hey, and quickly, guys, before I let you go, my young fella played his first game of footy last weekend.
Oh, nice, Limo. Has he got the under-18 best and fairest talent from his dad?
Well, he went all right, to be fair. He went all right. The Fitzroy under-8s. And I was sitting there on the sidelines watching. He runs out there. And, you know, in your head, I'm sitting there in my head watching the game going, run back, mate.
Yeah.
Run back. Come on, make a bit of space, mate. Make a bit of space. Get in there and get the ball. I said, call for the ball.
Yeah.
And after a while, my wife turns to me and goes, he's only 7. Leave him. And I'm like, what? And apparently I was saying it just loud enough for my wife to hear it next to me.
The wives don't understand, Limo. They don't understand what we're going through as dads of kids.
Yeah. I know. Football. As you can see, I'm like, his mate's kicking out from full back. There's no one on one half of the ground. I'm like, just run out there and kick the ball to you.
Welcome to my life for the last 10 years. It's a tough life, isn't it?
At least your kids can play. Can you imagine my dad sitting on the side? My dad just watching me just picking daisies in the light.
Can you remember your first game?
Me playing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually went to under-10s as a 6-year-old. My dad was coaching and I got there and I crapped my dacks and didn't play for the whole year. Oh, I was too scared.
Is that right? Mate, my first game, I was 7 playing under-16s for Brownswell. And this is back. But, Loz, you got to understand, Loz.
What's the youngest group's under-16s?
Yes. We had no kids, right?
What
so
the hell?
In country footy and under 16s, there's kids aged 6 to 23.
Oh, right? No.
Yes.
I swear, Loz, I played against kids with full beards who drove to the game.
Come on. He didn't have a tattoo, Levi.
Oh, no.
And covered in tattoos.
All right, mate, we're going to go.
And have a good day.
Good on you guys.
See you, mate. We have Limo every Wednesday.
Yep, it's Rude, it's a Loz. Triple M.
Sports Card World, the specialists in sports cards and trading card games. Sports Card World, Region Arcade, Rundle Mall. Triple M Breakfast with Blue Dits and Loz.
What a goal!
Overnight Sports.
Yeah, more injury troubles for the Crows. Paddy Parnell, the little back flanker. He's out for the rest of the year with a shoulder injury. This has been happening over the last week or two.
Isn't even the fitness coach injured?
Yes. Yeah, Tech said that yesterday.
What's going on?
Oh, there's a few injuries down at Crowville at the moment, but that'll give opportunities for others, Loz.
Yeah, and we saw Sam Berry do that amazing, you know, goal to save the game, so
he'll get an opportunity. That's right. Jordan Butts is out, as we said, as well. Forward Benny Keyes, he signed a new contract. He was on the rush hour yesterday.
Yeah, no need to deviate from what we've been doing. So the messaging was really clear, really consistent. And, hopefully you saw a little bit of that shine through on the weekend.
Yeah, he said that Matty Nix was very positive in the week's prior, saying, just got to do this, just got to do that. And they did it, and they got a win. Port Adelaide's Zach Butters says he's still relieved there's a place in for contesting the footy in the AFL after being cleared of contact with Freo's Bailey Banfield on Saturday. Here's Zach talking on Channel 7.
At the end of the day, it is a contact sport, and some things will happen. And I think as long as the players are trying to work on techniques and trying to do the right thing. So, yeah, it was good to see that and hear that as well, that they want to keep a good aspect of the game, but just try and tinker things to make it a little bit safer.
Yeah, good on you, Zach. Love watching Zach Butters get around. Zerk Thatcher has been cleared to play against Collingwood on Saturday with his shoulder. That's great news. Travis Boak has to undergo a test with his bad back as well. He got that in gather round. Brisbane successfully downgraded Charlie Cameron's one-match ban for his dangerous tackle on Jakey Lever, his old teammate. His good record come into play. This does not happen, and this has thrown a hell of a lot of uncertainty into the tribunal space. I know clubs will be very confused about what happened last night at the tribunal, so watch this space. Collingwood's Nathan Murphy, we said yesterday he might be retiring. He retired yesterday. That's because of concussion issues, Loz. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, GWS captain Toby Green has admitted that he might have lied about concussion when he was a bit younger.
Yeah, of course. I'm not, you know, certainly in my early years it's sort of a lot more disregard for it than what I do now. So, but I wouldn't say it's common practice, no.
Even his dog in the background was going, Toby, don't confess to
Shut
Toby.
Up.
No,
shut up. Shut
man.
Up.
You're now captain.
Come on, mate.
And in cricket, Loz, because you love it, the Redback's name is no longer going to be used. The Saka are going to revert their Shield One Day team back to the traditional name of South Australia.
Ew.
Okay.
They didn't like the Redbacks.
The striker's name will still be used in the Big Bash, though, so you can go to bed nice and easy tonight.
Oh. I can finally get my shut eye. I was stressing.
Matty O'Reilly, our boss, has just walked past carrying a jar of peanut butter and a few bickies. What are you doing?
It's not bickies. It's this special sort of low-calorie bread.
Oh, you are.
Well, your buttons are getting a little bit tight.
No. he's actually very svelte at the moment, and I think it's
svelte. What does that mean?
Sort of fit, slim.
Trim.
Svelte.
Thin?
Trim, yeah. It's because you've become an insufferable jogger. You're a runner, and it's the worst. I'm very happy for you health-wise.
Loz gets very jealous of people who exercise.
No. I'm
Have
fine
you
with
fallen off your stationary bike?
No, I'm still using it. I just
still
don't post on Strava about it.
I haven't posted on Strava.
Have you not?
No. Don't have Strava.
Hey, now tell us, what do you get? Peanut butter? Do you whack a little bit of honey on top? Or
no, just the straight peanut butter. And I've gone
with no butter
option.
Underneath? What do you? You don't put butter underneath it.
Do I don't have butter on anything.
This is a contentious issue. Do you put butter underneath your peanut butter?
You don't put butter under peanut butter?
Depends on the peanut butter.
No, yuck. You'd have to be a nutter to put peanut butter.
Absolutely.
No. I think it tastes good.
Yeah.
I can only have butter on its own. I can't have butter with Vegemite or jam.
Hang on.
You lost me there.
You have to have butter with Vegemite.
No.
Yes, you do.
It makes it taste all like
gooey.
Yeah, creamy
like
and
like good?
No.
Like delicious?
No. And jam's even worse. That's such a weird mix of the
gets all messed up a bit, doesn't it? But it's nice.
It looks disgusting. When the butter mixes
so
into
what,
the
So what, you just have plain
jam.
Peanut butter?
Yes.
So No. That's fine.
Plain
I'm okay
butter,
with that.
Plain Vegemite.
The plain Vegemite. The raw Vegemite on toast. Mm. I actually got a gag, like the thought of it. And you need the fat to cut in through
and
the salt.
Solid, thick layer of Vegemite too.
You are rotten. There is something
what
wrong.
What else weird do you do with your food while you're here?
You got any weird habits, Matt?
Talk to us. Come on, get off your chest.
I don't think so.
You know what he does? You know what he does, Roo, that causes problems
does.
In the office?
It annoys me.
He cooks scrambled eggs in the microwave.
I don't like it.
And he funks out the whole place.
Why don't you like it?
It doesn't worry me. I can't smell. It just annoys me that you...
Why?
Because you're eating in front of people. It's rude.
Well, where do you want me to eat?
In the kitchen.
Oh,
away
yeah.
from people.
Then I have to have conversations with people.
Gee, it's 2024. Bosses are meant to communicate with their staff, not just yell at them.
No, you like... When we became an open plan sort of shared office space, he lost his privacy and now he just sits at his desk with his headphones on.
How many eggs do you have?
Four.
4.
Bit of milk and minute 30 in the microwave and good to go.
Stink out the studio and...
Salt and pepper?
Bit of salt and pepper,
yeah. Yeah, for the But do you put butter in with
no
the eggs?
No butter.
No.
No.
Oh, you're missing out.
You're eating a lot of butter, Laura.
I'm really not. I mean,
I'm worried about your cholesterol.
I'm not eating... I don't
you
really eat
toast.
You
should have seen a chocolate intake since this. It's not good either.
You know what? I knew this would turn on me. I've literally done nothing.
All right, go back to work, Maddie. Thank you for joining us. Zach Butters there. tell us, what do you do with your spreads?
That's actually a good question because I feel like there's people out there in the car going, no, you can't put butter. You have to put butter.
You can't have Vegemite without butter.
That is, to me, one of the most insane
things. I bet he's a long black drinker.
There's, you know how they do those things?
Psycho.
People who don't use butter on toast or whatever are psychopaths more likely. I reckon there's something in that.
Yeah. Oh, we're just talking to our boss, Matt O'Reilly. He was going past with peanut butter and we thought we'd pull him in and see what the hell he was doing. He was spreading it on without butter, which is fine.
On organic low-carb bread.
Not keen on that.
Oh, Matt.
But he has Vegemite on raw. Plain toast without butter.
Can you imagine? What is going on?
I bit actually harsh.
So much yeast. You know, with the yeast in the paste and the yeast in the bread.
Disgusting!
Yeah, agreed.
I'm not happy with it, but I'm sure there's a few other people out there who have different sort of combinations they like with their spreads. Let's head down to Plimpton. G'day, Brad. What do you do in the kitchen?
G'day, guys. I've got a real cracker for you. I can rue you will love it.
Right.
Got to chuck some peanut butter on your cruscuts and slice up some banana and chuck it on top.
Mm.
Listen, that was one of the... things I used to do before footy, peanut butter and banana, beautiful.
Yep. And a crust gets good too because it's a little bit salty and crispy.
Yep. Good on you, Brad.
Well done, Brad.
Nice.
Let's Alex, go to, Aberfoyle Park, what do? You spread butter on before or how do you go?
I'm an absolutely no butter on mine.
Yep.
And this is a nice concoction for you guys. Peanut butter with a poached egg on top.
Oh.
Peanut butter with an egg?
Oh, Alex.
Hamish, are you giving the all clear?
Yeah, I'm ticking off on that.
Have you done that?
But it sounds good.
Are you joking?
I'm not.
The yolk? Alex, is the yolk, how poached is this egg? How runny is the yolk?
Still pretty runny.
Oh, nah, you're sicko.
I'm not sure.
I'm not buying this, Alex. See you later, mate.
Oh,
let's go to Happy Valley today, Jeremy. What are you doing in the kitchen? What are you doing in the kitchen, Jeremy?
Well, when I was a kid, I used to do a triple stack sandwich. It'd be one layer of Vegemite, then jam, and then Nutella.
Oh, you sicko.
Jeremy.
Vegemite.
How'd you end up, Jeremy? Are you all right?
Did your teeth fall out before you were five?
Oh, good. Yeah, I was talking as a country kid, but the other thing you can do is get toast, melt the butter on it, and then spread Nutella through it and mix it all up.
Yeah, that's good.
You're a little Nutella junkie, aren't you?
Yeah, just a little bit. But you have to lick the butter off once you're done as well. Yeah.
Did you have Nutella in your kitchen 365 days of the year, or did you just get one for Easter or something like that?
No, Christmas? I used to have it. Yeah.
Non-stop.
Buy it once a week, yep.
Wow.
Whoa.
We used to make our own chocolate spread. Just put Milo on toast.
Right, let's head out to Balaclava. Kevin, tell us what you do in the kitchen.
I love having ham and Vegemite sandwiches.
Okay.
Ham and Vegemite?
No
gross
cheese.
Overload. Yep.
Gross overload. Yep. What about butter?
Yeah, butter. Heaps of butter.
Okay.
Butter,
mayonnaise?
Ham, Vegemite.
No mayonnaise. Just Vegemite and ham.
How did you come across this combination? By accident?
I don't know. Yeah, I think I was drunk one night.
Yeah.
Kevin. I'm not
Kevin.
I reckon we better give Kevin some gin.
Yeah.
So he can have another accident
and
come up with something new.
$150 Dasher and Fisher Tasmanian gin voucher. Yeah, we need your rumours on 0488 51 0047 or 133353. We heard our Premier Peter Malinowska saying we're on the money. Well, Pistol Pete, this is a text. Pistol Pete, what a premier for getting people into the footy up at Mount Barker. We had that text later after Limo rang in earlier with a segment. We also took calls on funny spreads, didn't we?
Well,
different spreads.
Our boss does something psychotic and he has Vegemite on toast without anything else. No butter, no margarine, just dry Vegemite and toast.
Well, Kim's just texted and said, nothing better than fresh, hot, crusty bread with a slab of butter on it in the morning.
Stop it.
Heavy butter on a hot, crispy, close to burnt crumpet from Daniel. Jam and cream on bread as a kid was Yum. Just beautiful. Yeah, yep. I'm a creamer. Yep. I like cream on. Sorry about that.
No. You know what's happening there.
We know. Accidentally dirty. He's on at 6:50
Sound
tomorrow.
Man's listening to that.
Fried egg on top of a crumpet with crunchy peanut butter underneath.
Yum.
We also took calls on where the cardboard cutouts have been.
Yes. So apparently we were on national TV.
Yeah.
Someone was holding out our cardboard cutout.
Someone's texting. I saw Roo at the firm, but not sure it was a cardboard cutout. Yeah. I've not been there for about 10 years, okay. So don't lie.
Yeah.
All right. Coming up next, though, we miss our Dits. Poor old Dits. He's off on holidays. Poor bugger for his third week.
Yeah.
But we have got very funny audio of when we pranked him a while ago, and we're going to play that next.
Yep, and our hunt for the greatest year of music continues at 9. We're down to the final 6. 1985 takes on 1971. Vote for your favourite year to win a year of the greatest gigs in Adelaide. Triple M. Segment.
Star Electrical, a local family business chosen by SA's best builders to help build family homes across Adelaide.
Let's go, people. The clock is ticking.
We're here for a good time, not a long time.
I think we got time for a little quickie.
Triple M's quickie. One topic, three answers in 5 seconds.
It's time for a quickie with Roo.
All right. You want more than $100 for that, but Damien's rang up from Andrew's Farm. G'day, Damien.
Morning, Roo and Loz. How are you guys?
What
morning,
is
mate.
Happening in Andrew's Farm on a Wednesday morning in April?
Just getting ready to do the childcare drop-off, then off to work.
All right.
Nice.
Good work. What do you do for work?
Forklift driver.
Cool. Ooh. That's what I wanted to be when I was a kid.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Do you do spinnies?
Yeah, all the time.
When you go in reverse and flick it into forwards and then you...
Yeah, vroom. Yeah. You'll burn out.
What's the smallest thing you can pick up with your forklift?
Smallest thing, probably. I'll try the old Coke can every now and then.
Coke can.
Yep.
What's the biggest thing?
Big, steel rods, about 8-12 metres long.
Yeah. Okay. I saw someone pick up a coin the other day. So there's
we have tried that a few times.
Yeah, so. you got to press it right down on the coin, then pull back on it, and it flips up onto the little panel.
Are you talking like a sit-on proper forklift?
Yeah.
Where were you when you did this?
I saw it on TikTok.
Oh, that's Drew. Not seeing it.
Well, I mean...
I'm talking live in the bloody warehouse.
If it only
stuff.
Counts what we've seen live, then I've got very little to talk about in life, to be honest.
All right, well, let's keep going with that. Hey, you ready to go, Damien? $100 up for grabs.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Name 3 cats.
Siamese, Burmese, and a cheetah. Puma.
Well done, you little cat lover. Siamese and Burmese. Have you got cats in your house?
Not at all. I'm not a fan of them at all.
Now you got $100.
There you
Beautiful.
Go. How
well
did
done.
That?
Congratulations.
Yep, there it is. The quickie.
As easy as that. Hey, it's time for a bit of daily dose of Dits.
Yeah, let's do that next. We've got one of his pranks to replay. Yeah. While he's on holidays, we just want to, keep him in everyone's mind.
Dits is away this week.
Where's my cousin?
And because we miss him terribly...
Ditmar's away on his little break, so it's just Roo and I.
It's time for your daily dose of Dits.
We miss him. We want to play some old school stuff.
Yep. All right, well, I decided to prank him. He's very easy to prank, Dits. He doesn't quite get the,
In his intuition isn't on, he doesn't immediately assume it's a prank.
No. So we took full advantage of that for many years, and this one went right to the heart because he grew up on the street where Port Adelaide Oval is, and he's just Port Adelaide through and through, and he's done all their functions for years. He gives so much back to that footy club, and he's not the greatest fan of cane corn, so I put the combination together, and this is what happened.
Hello.
It's Norts, mate, from Port Adelaide, bud. How are you going?
Good, mate. How are you?
You got a couple of minutes?
Yeah.
So the garlic stuff... Mate, I hate doing this. We'll bring this up now, but I got a conference call from the events team yesterday, who are really concerned with you emceeing on Friday night.
Okay.
Look, apparently they've heard in recent times, and I don't know where they've heard this. Apparently you've emceed a few things in recent times, and you've had to refund someone, or and there was another one where did some memorabilia break or something, or something random like that. Does that make sense?
What?
And then there was another incident where someone fell asleep and...
Oh, my God.
Is any of that true?
Yeah, but it's a joke.
Oh, are you kidding me?
No.
Oh, God. One of the boarders has heard this, rang the events guys. The events guys called me last night and said, "Hey, we've got to pull this." And I'm like, "What's 2 or 3 days from the event? 1,600 people going. It's one of the biggest events in the club's history." I said, "Mate, I said, Ditz is Port Adelaide through and through. He knows our product more than anybody." And they said, "No, nah, it's too high risk." And then the other thing is, there's Kane Corns is chomping at the bit as well to MC, and I don't know what to do, mate.
Nah, don't worry about it. It's fine. Mate, doesn't bother me. That's fine. Tell a board member, well done. That's quite embarrassing. As I said, I reckon leave it. If Kane's that keen to do it, let him do it. Because I feel a bit flat now. That's just ridiculous. Do you know, I'll tell you a quick story. I don't know what you're talking about. I told a funny story about I was invited to the Campbelltown Rotary Club on a Monday night to speak to them. When I got there, the bloke said to me, he said, "You know what Rotary people are like? They're all sort of in their 80s and 90s. He said, "Don't be offended if some people nod off and go to sleep." I said, "Oh, mate, good as gold." I then did my speech. He said to me, he said, "Hell, no one went to sleep." I then said, "Well, geez, I must be good. That was a feather in my cap." That is the story I told on radio.
Well, somehow someone's got the wires crossed. They think someone fell asleep in the front row on the main table. This is the information that we've got. And that you're at some club out there at Kooyong and you dropped some $5,000 memorabilia piece that shattered everywhere. And you had to pay it back or something?
No. I know where this has come from. It's all a joke. Roo has been taking the piss out of me about my guest speaking. So last week, it's been an ongoing thing. Last week, I turned up at the Probus Club, who are all senior citizens, and this is where it's funny, they forgot that engagement. I got there, and the bloke that had rung me looked at me and said, "What are you doing here?" I said, "Oh, I'm your guest speaker." He said, "Oh, are you?" I said, "Yeah." So every week night, there's been one of these funny stories. It's an ongoing joke about my guest speaking experiences.
All right, okay. Obviously, everyone's got their wires crossed here. This is not ideal.
Yeah, but also, and Norts, look, now that you've said all this to me, that board member, please, if they can minute it at their meeting, that I'm actually a decent person, I'm not a high risk, like, for God, that's embarrassing. I'm high risk. Jesus, I did your function last year. I've done plenty of functions over here. I don't think I've, you know, got up on stage and got my... out or anything. Jesus Christ. Anyway, it's not your fault. I'm not going to crack at you, but if that board member could actually rectify it and say, "Oh, actually, I got this totally wrong," that'd be nice.
Yeah, all right, mate. All right. No, I get it. No, I've known you for years. I love your work, so, yeah. All right, mate, leave it with me.
Oh, God.
Okay, mate.
See ya.
Thanks, dude. Bye.
Oh, how good. That's my best work ever.
Yeah. He gave everything.
He did.
And you know what I love is that it Norts, who by the way deserves an Academy Award.
Yeah, hey, look, he's been a beneficiary of Triple M ever since that day.
He was trying to wrap him up and Ditz kept giving him more. Nah. Actually, no, can I just add this?
Brilliant.
I mean, superb.
Daily dose of Ditz right there. Thanks, Ditz.
Triple M.
AutoCam, real time video from Automasters. Triple M's Rumour Mill, Adelaide's most listened to segment. Hear it every day at 7:40 on Roo, Ditz and Loz.
So, dear, yesterday, Loz, I had a big one brewing in the background. Got a little update on it. Reckon it's about a week and a half away.
Still cooking.
It's cooking and it's a big one. Let's go to Salisbury. Jason, have you got a big one?
Yeah, I've heard the, that too, but...
I didn't mean that, actually.
Yeah, how are you?
Good. Big rumour.
Yeah, I'll make lots of segment tomorrow now.
Yeah. Jason, tell us, what's your rumour?
Well, the wireless steelworks, I've been told that they're not going to be making steel for the next 7 months.
Wireless steelworks not making steel?
Apparently, the blast furnace down there, there's a process they've got to do when they do the cool down of it.
Right.
But apparently, the process hasn't been followed. And it's going to have to be restripped and everything and redone.
Well, are you saying they need to shut it down for maintenance?
Apparently, yes.
Or that's like a renovation or some sort. Okay.
Yeah.
$5 million a day, they reckon they're losing on it.
Oh, and 7 months. 7 months worth. What's that, a couple hundred days?
Yeah, five times.
Yeah. That's a billion.
I heard December. December, apparently, it's going to be down to December.
And is it like some like human error? Or were they trying to cut corners? Or
yeah, just the processes weren't followed from what I've heard. A couple of guys in one of the coffee shops that work there were saying about it.
Well, let's stress this is only a rumour, Jason. Yeah. I'm not discrediting what you're saying. So we don't want to assume this is correct, and we don't want to assume that the Wireless Steelworks is doing that, but we'll do some digging and find out if it's correct or not, and we'll let you know.
I hope it's not true, because it looks like they're going to lose like $1 billion.
In revenue.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money. All right, there you go.
That's a rumour mill.
There's a lot of people at Triple M who get paid to interview people and ask, you know, precise, sharp questions and you know, use your words economically. And I'm guilty of asking long questions, and so is Bernie Vince, and so is Dave Gleason, and so have a few people here at Triple M. Here's a few of the longest questions that have been asked prior to today.
Loz, asking this question to the Inspired Unemployed Guy.
And this is the thing, the whole point of what you do is that it's so earthy and relatable, but I guess it puts you in these situations where you're in the middle of Europe dressed as a woman doing filming with an iPhone and... I mean, we get it here sometimes where we'll interview someone and I leave and I'm driving home and going, why did I say hello like that? Or have you had any super, like, cringe moments that you can't stop thinking about afterwards?
34 seconds. Oh, no. Bernie, asking this question at Live Golf.
Did you ever, in your wildest dreams ever think that this would happen? Like, the people here, the crowd, everything. Even yesterday was so good, we were part of that. The commentators were saying, we have not... I know it's, the history doesn't go back far, but did you think you would be the best outing that they've had?
35 seconds. Hey! Dave Gleason asking this long question to Alice Cooper.
Now, you obviously, as a young musician, when you started off all those years ago, were obviously influenced by acts that came before, or you would have seen people that you wanted to... But, you know, you take things from their show and stuff. Artists over the years. And Pumpkins, Megadeth, Flaming Lips. Cap that so many people have drawn influence from you.
36 seconds. Oh, Mark Prosciutto talking to the Premier about the floods.
Lots of people. Look, it's great that the river never got as high as what it looked like it was going to. It still got higher, still done a lot of damage, still huge amounts of people not doing well. So I understand all that. It is receding. The water heights in Renmark and Wakely and places like that. And still a huge amount of damage down lower in the river. What's your what's the plan? I know you've got different stages along the river. You're going to sort of drop some of the restrictions there. What's the plan for the river in the next few weeks?
Mark Rusciutto's question. 37 seconds.
Oh, just shut up.
Make it stop.
Right, well, we've been through a lot of pain there, but we've actually got... a new contestant.
You're kidding.
Greens Party member Nick McKim at the Senate inquiry into the supermarket's price gouging yesterday. Have a listen to this.
Your company, alongside Coles, enjoys a market domination, a sector which has far less competition than comparable markets overseas. And to price gouge your customers. Countless Australians are skipping meals. You've engaged in anti-competitive behaviour. How can you possibly deny that you are using your market dominance to do over farmers, to do over workers, and to price gouge your shoppers?
1 minute 20. A new winner, Nick McKim from the Greens Party. When he asked Brad Banducci from Woolworths, he was cleanly shaven. He had a beard by the end of it. It went from 1 minute 20. Unbelievable.
New Hilux in stock with bonus $1,000 accessories at Peter Kittle Toyota.
Triple M Breakfast with Roo Dits and Lies.
When do I get paid? Jane.
It's time for Joe's Joke. Which Rosciutto kid's telling jokes today? Is it Joe, Nick, Tom, Sophie, Rosie or Rocco? Spin the Rosciutto kid wheel.
Right, who we got in the household this morning?
We got Rosie and Tom.
Oh, Rosie's back!
Rosie!
Hey! Because you're on school holidays, you can talk to us, Rosie.
Yeah.
Oh. How's school going, darling? You're in year 7 now?
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, and you made the big change to a different school. Was it all going smoothly?
Yeah, it's all going good.
Oh.
They don't really like you there, do they?
Oh, come on.
No.
Ah, of course Dad. They do, Rosie. Of course they do. What's Who little Tommy doing Rosie? This morning, Rose?
He's watching TV.
Is he going to do a joke for us later?
Yeah.
Is he cool. there somewhere? I wanted to ask him how his birthday
I'm
went.
Here.
Oh,
I'm here.
Tommy, happy. I loved your birthday message. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Oh.
Tom ran out with the crows on his birthday. You're a bit lucky, weren't you, Tom?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a bit quiet this morning, are you?
Yeah.
Oh. You better fire up a little bit for your joke, okay?
Pump up.
Yeah.
Right, give us your joke, Tommy.
Okay. Why did the mobile phone get glasses?
Why did the mobile phone get glasses?
Why?
She lost all her contacts.
Oh, that's actually very good.
Good one, Tommy.
Well done, Tom.
We'll go back to the TV now. All right, Rosie, what have you got for us, darling?
Why the eyeshadow, lipstick and mascara never mad at each other?
Why?
They always make up.
They do.
Clever.
Very clever, Rosie.
Well done,
all right,
Rosie.
We'll keep the house under control today. Is Mum still home looking after you?
Yeah,
she's
having breakfast.
What's she having for
breakfast?
What are you having,
Mum? Don't lie. She's having special K.
Special K.
That's all right.
That's
good.
A tick.
Yeah.
All right. Have a good morning.
Yeah.
See you guys.
It's time for Joe's Joke.
Yeah, it is time for Joe's Jokes. We've heard from Roo's kids already. Rosie and Tommy, they were hilarious. Now it's time to go to the Triple M family. Who have we got? We've got Rory from Craigmore. Good morning, Rory.
Good morning, Roo and Loz.
How are you, Rory? What are you up to today, mate?
I'm going to work for my dad at Wellington East.
Oh,
what? You're working?
Yeah.
Good
boy. Putting downpipes in new houses.
Putting downpipes in?
Yeah.
Good boy.
How old are you, Roar?
I'm 11.
Oh. 11 going on bloody 25.
Beautiful, mate. Make sure Dad pays you.
Yeah, he does.
How much are you getting an hour? Or you get paid by the day?
By the day.
What, 100?
Oh, no.
Don't let him underpay you.
Mm.
Take him to the Fair Work Commission if he does. All
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, cool, I have mate. A feeling Dad's with him, so yeah, we'll just, yeah, we get it, Rory.
Have you had a toasted sandwich yet, Rory, at the little cafe? Have you had a toasted sandwich yet?
No.
No.
Okay, all right. We'll make sure Dad feeds you.
All right, mate. What's your joke, Dale?
Okay. What do you call two ducks and a cow?
What do you call two ducks and a cow?
God, you got me thinking here, Rory. What?
Quackers and milk.
Quackers and milk. Not bad. Not bad,
That's
mate.
That's what you have on Smoko when,
well,
the, when
you work
the
your little
in.
Butt off today, Rory, and make sure you put your hand out at the end of the day, mate. Good to hear the kids are out working.
Yeah.
Let's head to Athelston Primary School. G'day, Ruby.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, Ruby. Hang on a second. I've just seen on here. Is this my niece, Ruby?
Yeah.
Oh. Good morning, sweetheart. How are you?
Good.
How old are you, darling? Tell the audience.
Six.
Oh.
Wow.
You're getting so grown up. And you normally go to Athelston Primary, don't you?
Yeah.
But you're on holidays at the moment. What are you up to today?
I'm going to have a sleepover at my Grammy and Grampy's with Fifi.
Oh, how good are sleepovers, Ruby? They're brilliant. Now, I just need to ask you a little question. What's Auntie Loz like? Did you say
funny?
Funny. I thought you said silly. That's all right. All right.
Oh, Ruby, I love you, darling. All right, do you have a joke for us?
Yeah.
All right.
What did Mr. and Mrs. Chicken call their baby?
What did Mr. and Mrs. Chicken call their baby?
What, Ruby?
The egg.
An egg.
An egg.
Very, very funny. Oh. You're funnier than your auntie.
I can hear some of my, I can hear my brother in the background agreeing with that, Ru. Cool.
Good on you guys. All right. Thanks, Ruby.
Love you, darling. Have a good day.
Oh, Loz.
Oh,
that's nice, isn't it? Rubes. Hey, Rory and Ruby both win family passes to AFL Max. That's Woo-hoo! A great place to party, learn, train and play. It's all indoors and absolutely perfect for the school holidays. Get down there to aflmax.com.au.
Triple M's Live with Ru, Dits and Loz. To live like Ru, Dits and Loz. I just wanna... And score one of three awesome Live Golf prizes. Live Golf Adelaide, April 26 to 28. Tickets at livegolf.com.
Yeah, you might be seeing cardboard cutouts of Ru, Dits and Loz all over Adelaide. We were at Peter Kittle, we were at Drummond Golf, we were everywhere yesterday. And probably thanks a lot to the guy that we're about to speak to, Elliot from Echunga, because he's been very, very active, Loz.
Good morning, Elliot.
Morning, Ru. Morning, Loz. How are we?
Really good, mate. Now, obviously, you're doing this all in the hopes of being sent off to the UK to go and see Live Golf and have your accommodation and everything sorted, flights. How much do you want to go?
Oh, I would love to go overseas. I mean, I'm a big golf fan myself, so... Yeah, that would be awesome. Go to the golf over there and a trip overseas.
Well, you couldn't have done much more yesterday, Elliot, it's fair to say. You have ticked a lot of boxes. Tell us what you got up to yesterday and where you took the cardboard cutouts.
So I woke up in the morning, went up to the Crayfers Footbridge over the freeway. I was mortified, not going to lie.
you were dressed as Where's Wally.
I was dressed as Where's Wally, which I thought was quite good. I stood out a bit more.
We had so many text messages about that on the Automasters text line, so that was a win.
Good to hear. And then I headed straight back down the hill and went to Adelaide Oval, which was good. Met quite a few of the Crows boys, had a bit of a walk around, went onto the hill, and then, yeah, maybe snuck into the scoreboard.
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow.
I've been busy, been very busy. And then I obviously had a pretty early morning this morning.
What happened this morning?
So I actually, I'm sure you guys saw, got you guys on Sunrise.
Oh, was that you?
That was me. That was
Elliot.
Me.
Elliot. That was down at Tail and Bend.
Yeah, so I'm currently living in Goodwood. You said Echunga, but I'm in Goodwood. So I got up at 4 a.m. and went up to Tail and Bend.
You really are living like us. Elliot, that's our wake
you
up.
You are
call.
Unbelievable. And
hard work.
I saw you in the Bloody Hills newspaper as well.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I forgot about that. There's so much going on. Yeah, so I got a little plug in the newspaper, which was awesome. So it's more about, I guess, who you know, not what you know.
Yeah, that's life, isn't it? I'll tell you what, get your passport ready, son. You're halfway to the UK.
I don't want to get complacent,
no,
but I'm trying my hardest.
Because I think what you've done is raised the bar,
so people are going to start coming for you, I think. But what we can say is, for all that, I reckon we're going to give you 10,000 extra points today.
Yeah, unreal.
Beautiful. So I think that might nudge you, if not in front, but close to.
Yep. Now, are we allowed to say...
Yeah, he's in front. You're in front. You're in front. You've just been given the thumbs up.
And are we allowed to say what the challenge is, Jazz? Our producer, are we allowed to say the challenge? So tonight... They all have to go to the entertainment centre, Loz, for Live and...
Incubus. And if you can get us on the big screen there, and I'll be there, so if you can get a photo of me with my own cutout, that'd be probably a few points,
well,
I reckon.
And even try and maybe get it up on stage.
Come
on, why not?
Yeah, why not?
Shoot for gold.
Yep.
Listen, if anyone's going on that stage, it's the real me, not the cardboard me.
Well, you can sing, Loz, so good luck.
Yeah.
Well done, Elliot. Awesome.
Thank you very much.
Have a great day, mate.
See you later.
Gee whiz. He's talking about raising the bar.
Meanwhile, we should probably hire him for marketing because he knows what he's doing.
Yeah. We'll see how he goes for the rest of the week. And we got Sam Mack on the line. Sam from Sunrise, you saw our cardboard cutouts on national TV this morning. What's going on?
Huge congratulations, guys. I mean, where you belong, really. I feel we should have had... I'm going to have a quiet word with our cameraman because I feel there should have been more close-ups of it. I don't know what you think that was from your angle.
Look, I mean, it's live and, you know, things happen, but that would be good if you could pass that on, Sam. Just
We'll work on that. You guys are a lot smaller in cardboard form, I must point out. You're almost at Grant Denyer height there, Ru.
Have they made us petite, Sam? I haven't seen these cardboard cutouts yet.
they slimmed you down a bit, did they?
Oh, okay, yeah. That'd be good.
Cutout.
Yeah.
Not that you needed it. No, congratulations, guys. I wish we could have, you know, given it more time, more airtime, but we had to do a hot lap. We're in Talem Bend. I don't know if you've spent much time at the track out here, but it's absolutely fantastic. We've really enjoyed. Did a hot lap in a Porsche called the Pink Pig this morning, which was a lot of fun.
You're kidding. Were you in the car?
Yeah, I was in the car. We did, well, because of, you know what it's like when things go wrong with technical issues. I mean, that would never happen at Triple M. But we had some technical issues this morning, which meant that I didn't do one hot lap. I did about 8 hot laps.
Beautiful.
So, yeah, I'm going to be doing a hot lap of the bathroom after this chat, I think.
All right, Sammy, thanks for joining us, and look after those cardboard cutouts, please.
I'm proud of you guys. You know, up in the bright lights where you belong.
Good. South Australia's own Sam Mack from Sunrise.